Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. This broadcast tonight is a replay with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Also, too, we want to mention on behalf of the entire network with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network with Straight to the Point. So once again, this is a replay tonight, and we thank you so much. Have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year on behalf of Straight to the Point, the Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless. Take care now. Enjoy the broadcast tonight.
Try to find the pride.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And we have Evangelist Jacqueline Mays coming up, ladies and gentlemen, who's our wonderful, wonderful host tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is and also for Evangelist who'll be coming up shortly. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. What a powerful, powerful song, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we're going to play that again just before our Evangelist comes up. That's a powerful song, Evangelist. Praise God. What a great selection today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give that number out. Please tweet that number out, 347. You need to tweet it out, send it out on your message board there, ladies and gentlemen, on your social media. The number, 347-843-4559. The number again, 347-843-4559. This is worldwide, straight to the point. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. We trust that you had a great day today. And also, too, we will be opening up the lines later on as well, ladies and gentlemen. We will open up the lines and hit star one on your phone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point Worldwide with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our host tonight is Evangelist Jackie May. She'll be coming up here shortly. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But ladies and gentlemen, since Evangelist is mine, we must play that song a little bit in the background for Evangelist as she comes on as well. So we're so excited about this wonderful song that she has selected tonight. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. I'm going to open up the mic for Evangelist. Evangelist, you have it. How you doing there, ma'am? God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I am doing wonderful. Wonderful. And yes, that is a powerful song. My God, praise is what we do. And our praise has such an effect. Ooh, yes, Lord. We're just going to praise him for a little bit here. Yes, I'll praise you.
Well, I will praise you. When you gonna praise the church?
Through the yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Open your mouth right now and give him what you
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Give him what you
Hallelujah.
Owe him.
Thank you, Lord.
Give him what you owe him, church. Yeah. Come on. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through. Even when I'm going through. I finally learned, church.
Oh,
Africa. Somebody turn the praise to China. Open up your mouth, church. It's what I do.
It's what I do.
Yes, church. Open up your mouth and somebody clap those hands and declare.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. Praise is what I do. Praise him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise is what I do. We thank God for that song tonight by William Murphy. What a mighty, mighty song. Praise is what I do, no matter what is going on. No matter what your circumstance is, through the good, through the bad, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're up, when you're down, when you're losing, when you're winning, praise is what I do. My God, that is such a powerful song. This is a time of conduciveness at any time to praise God. There is no wrong time to praise God. As a matter of fact, every time is the right time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every time is the right time to praise God. There's never a time where you will be inappropriate or out of place when you are praising God. No matter what state you find yourself in, it is a time to praise God. My God. What a mighty awesome God that we serve. What a mighty awesome God that we have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What an awesome God that is so worthy to be praised no matter what. He is still God and he does not change. Amen. So we don't let our situations and our circumstances dictate when we will praise God. We praise him always. The songwriter said, I will praise the Lord at all times. Praise shall continue to be in my mouth continually, continually. Let me tell you something about praise. Praise is a strong weapon and can make many things happen for you, can open up many doors, can cause you to win many battles when you praise. Why? Because praise brings the presence of the Lord. And in the presence of the Lord, we know that there is peace. There is joy, fullness of joy. My God, there's no worry in the presence of the Lord. Your troubles are gone away in the presence of the Lord. My God, my God. So we give praise and honor to him tonight because he is Almighty God. And he is so worthy to be praised. God bless you. We want to welcome you tonight to Straight to the Point. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, let me tell you what we're about. We are a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues. Amen. We deal with the prophetic. We deal with your issues, my issues, everybody's issues. Amen. And we want to give homage to our visionary of this precious broadcast, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, the visionary of this broadcast. We thank God for her. We want to thank God for Dr. Vaughn that's in the background, that's operating and moving and shaking everything to keep everything correct for us. We thank God for him. Me and Let's Talk Network, thank God for you. But we thank God for all of you that have come tonight to hear the word of the Lord, and those of you that come faithfully every week, we thank God for you and we bless God for you. Amen. Amen. So we want to give homage. I think I did already, but just in case I didn't, to William Murphy for that beautiful, beautiful, powerful song. Amen. Listen, we're going to get into the word tonight, and I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to give you what I feel like the Lord wants me to give you tonight. And I want to start right in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And this, by just a matter of fact, this got switched like a few moments before the show, because this is not what I was going to talk about. But we're going to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and I'm going to read a little bit. And I want you to notice what's not in here. What's not in here, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Amen. And so what this is telling us here, that there are times for certain things, but what I noticed that was not in here, amen, what I noticed that was not in here is a time to quit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not in here, folks. It is never a time to quit. And I know that sometimes things come at us, life gets thrown at us, and it'll make you want to quit and throw up your hands and say, what's the sense and what's the use? But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, it's never a time to quit. Never will it be a time for you to quit. Amen. There's a time and a season for everything. There was 28 times what I just read. 28 times, not one said a time to quit. And as the song said, through the good and the bad, the happy and the sad, you know, we can never give up. We can never give up. We can never quit. You may even get knocked down. You may get blown away. Things just may happen in your life. As the word of the Lord said, it's a time to weep. Well, we don't like to weep. It's a time to mourn. We don't want to mourn. We don't want to be sorrowful. It's a time to lose. We don't want to lose nothing. I don't. It's a time to rend. And it's a time and season for everything. So there's a mixture of good things and bad things and ups and downs and different things that are going on in our life. If you're breathing and you're on this earth, you're going to have seasons of bad times. You're going to have seasons and times of good times. Things are going to be good for you, a time to get, a time to receive, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, a time to love, and a time to hate. You know, so all of that's mixed in together. But there's never, ever going to be a time that's going to be what's validated for us to quit. No matter how tough things get, no matter how rough they get, no matter what it is that you go through, what it is that you have to face, you still have to remain strong and keep going, keep getting up, keep moving. You know, and I'm not saying that life is pretty, because it's not. Life is filled with good things and bad things. Life is filled with ups and downs. Life is filled with happiness and sadness. Life is filled with things like that. This is things that we cannot avoid. If we're living and we're in this earth, we're going to face these times. We're going to face these times, but it's never going to be a time for us to give up and quit, even though it gets tough sometimes, even though it gets hard to even want to go on sometimes. But that takes me to turn your Bibles over to Philippians, the fourth chapter and the 11th verse. And this is Paul speaking here, and it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therein or therewith, to be content, to be content. And I'm going to give you some keys today that keeps you in the race, amen, that keeps you in the game, and that keeps you strong, and that keeps you moving. Here's your key right here. You got to be content that whatever state you find yourself in, whatever time and season that you in, you got to be okay with it, knowing that it ain't going to last, good God Almighty, that is not the end of the thing. Amen. Because at the end of the thing, everything gets all right. Everything turns out okay. So if it's still chaos, that ain't the end. Come on, somebody. That is not the end of the thing. And so you have to learn how to be content even when things are not good, even when things are going bad. You got to learn how to be content and stay there and say, I'm gonna finish this process and I'm coming out of this because this too shall pass. This is not my story. This is not the end of my story. And I cannot quit here. I cannot stop here. I cannot park my car here because this is not the end of my story. Good God Almighty. So you have to find yourself to be content. In other words, be satisfied. You know, so you get an opportunity to learn how to be abased, how to be abound, how to be deal with the good. You learn how to deal with the lack and the losses and the weeping seasons and the times that you're suffering. You learn that it's okay because it's not the end. I'm coming out. I'm coming across. I'm going to make it through. I'm getting up. This is not where I'm staying. This is not my career. Amen. And so in this message today, if you don't get nothing else, just know it's not okay to quit. Quitting ain't no option. Giving up ain't no option. You got to be able to keep moving and keep going because that's not your end. And learning how to be content, which means satisfied. If you broke, but you know that you ain't going to stay broke, be satisfied and learn what you need to learn in your brokenness. If you lost something, but you know you're going to get more back than you lost, then learn that lesson in that loss. What's the gain in this loss? Amen. Because times are going to get rough sometimes. Sometimes you're going to face some things in life that's going to be tough, that's going to knock the wind out of you. But you got to have your mind set that I'm all right. No matter what situation comes, no matter what circumstance I find myself in, no matter what I lose, no matter who I lose, no matter what happens in my life, I'm okay. I'm okay because this ain't the end. This ain't the end. And so it's going to be very important, especially in this time as we near to the end of the year and as we near the ending of the time period. Things are not going to get real cute, people of God. They're going to get to be some tough times. It's going to get to be some rough times, especially for the born-again believers, because persecution is coming. It ain't going to go nowhere. It's been promised to us to come. And so we have to be ready for it. We have to have our mentality, our mind conditioned for it. We have to have our spirit conditioned for it. We have to be able to know that no matter what go on, we still got a God that sits high on the throne. Hallelujah. Glory to God that does not sleep and he does not slumber. My God. And he knows what's going on. This ain't taking him by surprise. Nothing that you face is taking God by surprise. He already knew it. He already knew it and he already had a plan to bring you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of us been in certain situations, certain storms, certain seasons for a long time. Because we don't know how to be content. We don't know how to praise our way on out of it. Hallelujah. We want to park the car, make a career out of complaining, make a career out of depression or making excuses or just woe is me. You got to learn to be all right with it and lift up your hands and praise your God anyhow. Through good, through the bad, through the ugly, through everything. Through everything, because your praise is one of your greatest weapons. That's one of your good weapons that you can use. Not only is praise good for you, praise can overthrow a nation. Come on, somebody. Praise could heal somebody's body because you're being obedient unto God, and regardless of what you're feeling, regardless of what you're going through, come on, regardless of looking at your problem, don't even pay no mind to your problem. see what it is that you can do for somebody else. Start sowing some good seed. Start sowing some seed. Say, yeah, I'm broke, and I ain't got this, and I ain't got that, but I'm finna go pray for somebody. I'm finna go keep somebody company. I'm finna go make somebody's day. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. As long as the earth remains, it's going to be seed time and harvest. So whatever you put out, that's what's coming back to you. So don't plant no seeds that you can't swallow when it comes back. Be good to people. Be kind to people. Don't look at your problems. Don't look at what you're going through. Don't woe is me. Get up and do something for somebody. Get up and plant some good seeds. Get up and praise God anyway. Get up and get dressed anyhow. Comb your hair and put on your makeup anyhow. Go on and down the road and help somebody. God see where you at. He knows what you're going through, but when he see that it have no effect on you, that thing going to move. That thing going to move on out the way because it serves no purpose. He said there is no weapon that have been formed against you that it will prosper. It will not prosper. Why? Because he made the weapon, and he didn't make the weapon to prosper. He made the weapon to increase you, to get you stronger, to lift you up, to make you wiser. So we have to take advantage of our times, take advantage of our seasons, knowing no season lasts forever. No season, every season and every time has its expiration date. Hallelujah, glory to God. So no matter what you may be going through now, if you're going through sickness, I want you to know that sickness got an expiration date. If you're going through a hard time in your marriage, I want you to know that hard time in your marriage got an expiration date. If you're battling and struggling with your children, let me tell you something. That family matter has an expiration date on it. God, everything that you're going through has an expiration date, but there's a purpose to it. There's a purpose to it, and it is a good purpose. God said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plan that I have for you, and it is not evil, but it is good. It is good. And so attitude don't play everything in every situation. You got to have a good attitude. You got to have an attitude of praise. You got to have an attitude of satisfaction, an attitude of contentment. My God, knowing that this is not the end. This is not the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I want to encourage someone today that may be facing the darkest moment of your life. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift up your hand and begin to praise God. Lift up your eyes to the hills from which cometh your help. Hallelujah, because all of your help comes from the Lord. Lift yourself up. Lift yourself up. This is not the end of your story. This is not the end of your story. And you go to praising God. And you go to dancing and thanking God for this very moment. Thank him for this very moment, because it's this very moment that's making you your best self. Good God Almighty. The process is that we have to go through is the best time. They're the hardest times, the roughest times, the most uncomfortable times, but they are the best times. It's like a refinery, and it takes us through the fire to bring the best of us out. It brings the best of us out. And so don't despise these moments. You thank God for them. And move your kitchen table out the way every now and then. Move that dining room table out the way every now and then. Get you some good praise music on and make that floor into a ballroom. Good God Almighty. Turn that thing into a praise room. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And dry your eyes and lift up your head. Get dressed and go do something for the Lord. Go do something that expresses the love of Jesus Christ. Because what you do comes right back to you. Now, you can sit in your house and sob and cry and complain and be down and depressed and woe is me. That ain't going to get you nowhere. But if you get up, wash your face, get dressed, start the singing, say, it's okay. This is where I'm at today, but this ain't my end, honey. This might be what's going on today, but you better keep your eyes on me. Watch me now. Watch me now, because I'm not going to stay like this. This is not my end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So no matter what season and what time that you are in, give God praise. Get up. Lift up. Be lifted. Be lifted. I decree upliftment on this line tonight. In the name of the Lord, I decree upliftment. I decree joy. I decree peace in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I decree healing. I decree restoration. I decree increase on this line tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And so God's going to fix that thing and God's going to turn it around in just a moment. But you got to check that attitude. You got to have that attitude of praise. You got to have that attitude. That attitude of contentment. Contentment. And that'll make that thing go by and you won't even have no effect on you. The wind will be blowing around you. The storms will be going on and it won't have no effect on you. Only way you know it's going on, you'll see it with your eyes, but it won't touch you. Good God Almighty. So we thank God for the word tonight. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Amen. And I want to open up the lines, Dr. Vaughn.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to open up the lines.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Ma'am.
Glory
ma'am.
To God.
Amen. Evangelist, that was a powerful word, ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah.
What a powerful, powerful word tonight. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that encouraging in the word tonight. Wow.
God bless you. God
brother,
be the glory.
Y'all get excited. I'm going to open up the line, folks. Y'all better be excited out there. I know everybody on the line right now is fired up, folks, but I'm going to go right down the line and hit everybody tonight if you want to come on. But I know Sister Sarah, you on right now.
I'm on. It is going on, Evangelist. I tell you, she is really on fire for the Lord, and that's what it takes. It takes us to be giving him a high praise, and praising is what I do.
Yes.
You know, praise is what I do. I want to praise the Lord for another Thanksgiving that he has bestowed upon all of us that's on the prayer line, that's out in radio land, and to give him glory and shout upon the Lord. I'm excited about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And also, and it's not about that. I want him to just another shout, letting the Lord just be himself. He's always listening, and we're going to praise him through the good and the bad because he's always there listening. Remember.
Yes.
Remember, praise is what I do. Praise is what we're all going to do because the Lord deserves it and more. In all things, be content in all things. And that's all I have to say for tonight. And everybody have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much for those words. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Amen. Evangelist, we're going to go to the Hembricks. I believe the Hembricks are on right now. Brother and Sister Hembrick, you're on the network right now with Evangelist. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, indeed. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. What a powerful message that is. What a powerful message. Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Every day
yes.
is a day of Thanksgiving, and we're just so thankful today. It's not Thanksgiving Day per se, but it's Thanksgiving Day in the Lord. So we give God the thanks today for allowing us, praise him, for allowing us to see this day, this glorious day, this marvelous day, a day in which we never seen before. And I like that Ecclesiastic would say, everything give God praise. I don't care what it is, give God praises, give God glory, give God praises for the little things. Give God praises even if you don't have it. Give God praises if you got it. Give God praise if you have a misunderstanding in your relationship. give God praise and give him glory, because you just can't sit back and moan and groan. You got to give God praise. You got to wipe those tears. You got to give God, you got to have joy. You got to have that unspeakable joy. My God, hallelujah.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God, I thank you, Jesus. I mean, you just got to have, I mean, this particular time of this season, November to the end of this year, this is a time for us to give glory, because we done made it this far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We done made it this far, and all the trials and all the tribulations and all the wants and all the have-nots, I mean, we have gave God glory. I mean, we have gave glory through our trials, through our tribulations. We have given God glory for all the little things he did, knowing that he got something bigger and better in mind. God, and I just thank God tonight. I just praise him tonight. I just glorify him tonight. And I just pray that the Lord would just, that everybody, everything that got breath, praise ye the Lord tonight. Give God the glory. I don't care what you're going through, what's happening in your life. I don't care if you're sick or you're not feeling good, give God praises anyway. Give him glory for allowing you to go through that pain you're going through. Give him glory, because that pain is only going to last for a short while. It's not going to be there forever. It's only a short thing. It's only a pain. It's like something that can remind you that who you are. Hey, glory to God. Jesus, keep me in this glory. And that pain is only remind you who you are, because you know that you're a child of God. Because Jesus went through pain. My God, he hung on the cross for you and I. My God, what that pain. I mean, them nails in both his hands and his legs and feet, thrown around the top of his head. I mean, with spurs in it, and just, man, that's pain. My God, and I'm telling you tonight, I'm just fired up tonight, because that word tonight was powerful. That was a powerful word.
Yeah.
Really was. That was a powerful word. That was an all-anointed word, because, you know, we need that today. We got to remember that in everything that we do, we got to give God praises. No matter what or how hard it is, or no matter how difficult time you might be having, you might not have no food in the refrigerator, but give God praises, that I guarantee you, if you give God praises, somebody's going to bring some food and put in your refrigerator the next day. I promise you that. But you got to give God praises, and you got to give him glory, and you got to lift his name up, and you got to be grateful. My God, glory to hallelujah. You got to be grateful. You got to be thankful, because God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I just want to thank you tonight for letting me share tonight. What a powerful word that was. I'm just so thankful for because every night, if you look at every Monday, there's a different word. My God, I just thank God for the people he have come on there. Now, everybody not coming on, but I pray that everybody do come on. But if they don't, that's okay, because it's what God want right now. God want right now, because people are listening all over the world at this station. But we give God glory tonight for the people that's on the line. If it's 2-3, God said, don't matter how many. He said, if 2 or 3 call my name, then I'm in the midst. If 2 or 3 gather in my name, I'm in the midst. My God, that's
amen.
So powerful.
That's it. Amen.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I thank you for letting me share. And everyone have Sister Sarah said, everyone have a great and marvelous happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Hembrick. And we bless you and your wife. And happy Thanksgiving unto you as well. Thank you so much for sharing that powerful word. God bless you.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen, Evangelist. What a powerful word, Brother Hendrick. Appreciate you so much. God bless you. Evangelist Mays, we got to hear from Dr. Smallwood. Dr. Smallwood, you're all with Evangelist tonight if you want to come on. God bless you. Got to recognize you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
God bless you.
Evangelist, powerful word on this evening. I'm on the highway. I'm just leaving D.C. from my very one of my best friends and church members. But I just thank the Lord because he's faithful. And all you got to do, no matter what you're going through, just like you said over and over, you got to give God praise. It's not about I can only talk to God and give him praise when things are going good. But whether I'm happy or whether I'm sad, God deserves our praise. He deserves our praise. So in our praise, that's where we're going to get our breakthrough. He's gonna give us exactly what we're seeking in our praise. Because if we can praise him, it will take our minds off of what we're going through. Then God can do what he needs to do in us. So I thank God for Jesus. No matter what, no matter where, no matter when, no matter how long, I'm gonna trust in the Lord. So I bless the Lord for this word tonight. Absolutely honor. This ain't no time for playing. This ain't no hopeless focus. Everybody need to be praying. Everybody need to be praising God. All this stuff going on around us. If we would come together and pray, it's just like the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, that then would I hear from heaven. I would forgive their sins and I would heal their land. If we praise God and if we worship God, God will change our circumstances around him. Turn it around. So I bless the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. And I'm still on the road trying to get back home, but God is faithful.
Amen.
I bless the Lord tonight for that powerful word. It blessed me. I'm just sitting there saying, Lord, you know, God, you know what this day has been like for me. You know what yesterday was like. And God, you know I got to work in the morning. But God is good. God is good. I just thank God for you all and happy Thanksgiving to everyone that's on the line. God bless you and you all be safe, those that are traveling. And just pray over your family. God got them.
Amen. God bless you. Dr. Smallwood, we're so happy to have you tonight.
Amen.
And we bless the Lord for you, and we pray that God would comfort you and your family and your loved ones, and
Amen.
That you would have safe traveling grace along the way, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks.
You are welcome.
Amen, Evangelist. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our host tonight is Evangelist Jacqueline Mays, ladies and gentlemen. What a powerful word, folks. You can listen to this over and over again. No doubt about that. Tonight, it will bless you. No doubt about it. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, we go to the lines again. I'm going to mention the last four digits. Got another call in there. Last four digits. If you'd like to come on, I'll give you a few seconds. 9748. You're live on the air with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. God bless you. I'd like to say a few words there. 9748, you're live on the air if you'd like to come on. Thank you so much for your time. Bless
Good
you
evening.
Now. Good
this
evening.
Is Sister Brewington.
God bless you, Sister Brewington.
I always enjoy hearing Sister Jackie. She's always on fire ever since I've been knowing her. She always brings a good word. And what I'm going through, it's somehow or another that God will always bring Jeremiah 29:11 to my ears. To let me know that all his thoughts he has for me is good and not evil.
Amen.
So that right there is enough within itself just to worship him and just to praise him, to give him glory for whatever you're going through. And I have learned through my trials, through my tribulations, if I praise him, it passes over. And it don't take as long to get through it. Amen. I thank God for the fight, and I greatly enjoyed it, and keep on doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us tonight. Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Yes, man. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. I want to got another caller here. Want to make sure I don't miss anybody tonight, Evangelist. The last four digits is 2902. If you have a prayer request or have a comment or anything like that, I want to give you some time as well. Last four digits is 29 1-800-875-5702. You're live on the air with Evangelist Jack LeMay. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Amen.
Last four digits,
2918.
Yeah, this is me. Amen. Do you have any words, do you have any comments or prayer requests tonight? God bless you.
Just before Thanksgiving, I just want to express gratitude and just joy for the opportunity to see another year. And may everyone listening be blessed and kept in the arms of God throughout this whole holiday season.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. God bless you. What is your name, Carla?
Janet Palmer.
Janet. God bless you, Janet.
I just recognize that wonderful voice of Dr. Janet Palmer. I love it. Yeah.
Janet Palmer, God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point Worldwide. Back to you, Evangelist. Praise God.
Amen. 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 We thank God for this beautiful night that God has given us to come together as servants of the Lord, as his children, people of God, to come together in unity and to strengthen one another and to pray for one another. You know, I hear this song, and I got to sing this little piece of it, and then I'm going to leave it alone. But it says, give him glory, for he is the King. Give him glory, for he is the King. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of Kings. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King. Give him glory, for he is the King. Give him glory, for he is the King. Amen.
Amen. That just smile. I love it. I love it.
That was just in my heart to sing, to just give him glory.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Sing praises unto the King of Kings. Amen. He is the ruler of everything. Everything. And when we sing to him, when we sing to him, it's just glorious unto him. Because that's what he created us for, is to glorify him. And, you know, I think of it often about what does heaven sound like? The angels up there just singing unto the Lord, just honoring the Lord and acknowledging him. You know, and then we pray for his kingdom. Yes. Then we pray for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So we got to make earth sound like heaven, and we got to sing those praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in those times and those moments of his presence, everything is gone. I'm telling you, everything is gone. And whatever you're worrying about, whatever sickness you might have, whatever got you upset, it just gone, just goes in the presence of the Lord. So we thank God for yet another night to be able to come and to minister on this platform. Dr. Henderson so graciously have given us this opportunity to come and to be able to minister. You know, it's a privilege to be able to come here and to minister the word of the Lord on this platform, and I don't take it lightly, and I thank God for it. I thank God for my co-laborers in the Lord, Dr. Hembrick and his lovely wife, Prophetess Hembrick, Dr. Vaughn, all of you that come on the show. I really praise and thank God for you and pray that God will bless you, that God will keep you, and that God would increase you and restore you, amen, and give you peace in the name of the Lord. So we bless you in the name of the Lord, and happy Thanksgiving unto everyone. I pray that you have a great time with your family and your friends. If you're traveling, we pray the traveling mercy up over you and the blood of the Lamb cover you, cover whatever way that you're traveling, whether by highway, whether you're flying, whether you're walking, whether you're on a bicycle, whatever you're doing, we cover you under the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much. You know, we're good for that. We eat a lot,
and we go to sleep. But the Bible said, while men slept, the enemy came and crept in.
Yeah,
so don't sleep. Don't be sleeping just because it's a holiday. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. We still give God praise and we still give God glory and we honor him. Amen. So you've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you all. You have a great night and be at peace in Jesus' name.
Amen. What a powerful time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful voice of Evangelist Jacqueline Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point tonight. We thank Evangelist for that powerful, powerful word. And also, too, Evangelist mentioned something earlier, guys, about you need to move your table out and move something out, because this next song, everybody needs to participate. Whatever you got to do, get your praise on. Start also saying the words to this song, because we serve a mighty, mighty God. Get your praise on tonight. Whatever you want to do tonight in your home, in your location. If you're not driving, you're on the passenger side, you can begin to praise him with this song tonight, because he is mighty. He is a mighty Father. He's a mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, remember that this is Straight to the Point. We're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. with the doctors, with the evangelists, with all the above there. We thank God for Dr. Henderson as well on this program, folks. Just a great time. But, guys, enjoy your awesome rest of the evening and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful song. It will bless your socks off tonight. God bless you now. This is Straight to the Point.
The God. Lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
Oh, Father, we thank you for that. On the network tonight, Father, we thank you so much for all things. This has been Straight to the Point. Everybody on the planet, have a great rest of the day. Have a great evening. And remember to always bless the Lord at all times for your time. God bless you, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Bless you now.